quiet. Don't make a sound or you might wake someone up. Sound carries pretty far in this place. Yes, I know I shouldn't be here, not at this hour. But you know I'm not one for following the rules. No, you're not still dreaming. Were you dreaming about me before I woke you? Do you dream about me often? Do you dream about me doing naughty things with you? Because I dream about you that way. All the time. Even when I'm awake, I'm daydreaming about it too. When it's just me in a big empty bed. Fingers are touching all of my favorite spots. You have to know why I'm here. There's only one reason a girl would sneak into a boy's room in the middle of the night. I'm here to share your bed and my body. Shh. I know the reasons why we shouldn't. Can't, but that's what makes it so exciting for me. I was always the one who would get into trouble for breaking curfew or for talking in class, and I still do on both counts. I guess I get off on being the bad girl. I don't like to do what I'm told, and when someone tells me not to do something, it just makes me want to do it all the more. And right now, I want to do something that's very taboo. Something that's been heavily implied that I should never, ever do. You could tell me to go back to my room if freaks you out too much. If you don't want to see what the forbidden fruit is like. But I already told you that I don't like to do what I'm told. I really want to do this with you. So badly that I don't think you understand. Bad enough to cause a scene if you turn me down. I'm already in your room, and neither of us is wearing much. If I lose this robe and start screaming, well, that will definitely get people to come running. Then there would be the most awkward questions for you. After that, there almost certainly wouldn't be another chance like this for you. Sure, there's a good chance we may attract some attention anyway, but at least this way we'll have some fun first. You don't even have to do much at first. Just lie there in your bed as I slip off this robe and slip into bed with you. Even in the darkness and under the sheets, my hands know exactly where to go. And despite your words earlier, I know at least part of you approves of me being here. Now this is where you have to step up. I could fuck you silly right here. Just climb on top and have wild, passionate sex. My fantasy isn't to fuck you. It's to be fucked by you. Yeah, I'm a sex bot. A wild child. But when it comes to sex, I still like to be passive. If you want, you can take me from behind. Perhaps it would help you to not see my face. but you should know I really like getting it from behind. I like feeling how deep it goes into me. Put it in gently so I don't make too much noise. I know it's dark, so be careful where you put it. Or otherwise, I'll be waking up everyone. We wouldn't want that, would we? Now hurry up. There's always a chance someone will notice I'm not in my room. You have done this before, right? Or do I actually have more experience than you? Just push it into me. That's it. We're finally doing it. What we shouldn't be doing. And it's just as much of a turn on as I thought it would be. Spend the rest of the night here with you inside me. I don't want to push our luck. I don't want to make it any less hot the next time we do it. I'm not sure when yet, but it needs to be dangerous. There needs to be other people in the house. People that that might catch us. The thought of being caught. I can't wait. Good night. Go back to sleep. Go back to dreaming. You can dream of me again if you want. But I think you'll find out that reality is much more fun.